Module 4, Unit 8, Task 1. You are Raymond. You are listening to an interview with a dietitian on a radio program. As you listen, complete the fact sheet below.
We're here today with Marjorie Hansen, who is a registered nurse and dietitian. Miss Hansen, welcome and thank you for coming on our show.
It's my pleasure, John. I'm always glad to talk about the importance of a good diet.
So, what do you think is the most important thing for students to keep in mind in terms of their diets?
Well, there are many things. But given the change in students' eating habits in recent years, I have to start with fibre.
What is fibre exactly?
Basically, fibre is the part of a plant that your body can't digest. It's also called roughage, and it helps clean out your body by getting rid of waste.
So, what food is good for fibre?
Fruits and vegetables are excellent sources of fibre. Fruit salad, for example, has a lot. However, it's also found in rice, noodles, etc. The important thing is to eat food that hasn't been processed too much. So, in order to get fibre, eat brown bread rather than white bread, and leave the skins on potatoes when you eat them. Things like that.
Well, I like fruit. What about that?
Great! Fruit has all kinds of benefits for the body. It's a great source of vitamins, for example. And it tastes great.
Are vitamins really important? I take a vitamin pill every day. Isn't that enough?
Oh, no. You only need small amounts of the essential vitamins. But they are necessary for life. A multivitamin pill is a good idea, but it's still best to get your vitamins from a good diet.
I've read that some people live entirely on fruit. They're called fruitarians.
It's possible to live entirely on fruit and nuts, but I don't recommend it. It's difficult to get enough protein in a fruitarian diet.
What exactly is protein?
Well, it's an essential nutrient, and its primary function is to build and repair body tissue. So it's necessary for your body's growth and strength.
It's found mostly in meat and eggs, right?
Well, meat and eggs have a lot of protein, but there are other sources. Nuts are a good source, for example, although you have to eat quite a lot of nuts to get enough protein.
Why not just eat meat and eggs then?
First of all, nuts have other benefits. They're rich in good oils, for example. Also, meat has a lot of fat, which is a huge problem in today's diet. I recommend a diet made up of low-fat foods like fruits and vegetables, and just a little meat.
How about bread and rice?
Yes, but again, remember to eat them unprocessed as much as possible. That means brown rice and brown bread, which are very low in fat. If you eat white bread, it probably has added sugar and oils and no fibre. Also, brown bread will fill you up so that you don't feel hungry, so it helps control your weight better.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, in closing, I just want to point out that a well-balanced diet is the key. We started by talking about fibre, because nowadays people don't get enough of it. Too much fibre is also a problem. Little things can surprise you. For example, nuts are good for your eyes. It's hard to plan a diet with all the nutrients you need, but if you avoid junk food and eat a little bit of everything instead of focusing on one or two things, you'll be okay.
Thanks, Miss Hansen, for sharing the useful information with us today.